The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zachariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. So, in the Gospel this morning, we're told everybody expected when Elizabeth gave birth that he would be called after his father, and it was surprise, surprise, he was called John. The name John means God is gracious, and so one little symbol of that is that God was very gracious to Elizabeth, because Elizabeth had been barren all her life, and in those days, women were, I suppose, feeling humbled and shamed in some ways because they didn't have a family. Thankfully, that has changed now, but we're talking about a different time. The other, if you go back and into the Gospel in more detail, the birth of John the Baptist and then the coming of Jesus later on brought about a major change, a sea change. John the Baptist was of the old law, hard on himself and hard on everybody else. He was preaching fire and brimstone, so to speak. We still have people doing that today. And then along came Jesus preaching mercy and forgiveness and treating everybody with respect. And everybody in Jesus' eyes were totally equal. So there was a whole sea change in the approach. So much that poor John the Baptist later on, when he was in prison, began to have doubts in his mind. Is this man really from God, referring to Jesus? And still to today, things haven't changed that much. If you respect people and show compassion to people and welcome all people, irrespective of their color or creed or whatever else they believe in, And if you have a respect for all religions and all races, some people, even in the church, question that, you know. There are many priests today in the church who are utterly and absolutely opposed to Pope Francis. A good, honest-to-God man, he would be described as. A man who is full of compassion, a man who is deeply into mercy. And yet we have a whole section in the church, even bishops, cardinals, who are totally opposed to him. Even some of them have accused him of being a heretic. So you see, human nature being such, nothing really changes, sadly to say. Hopefully, most of us are not like that. We got to have respect for all. And that's what comes through in the gospel this morning. And isn't it interesting that about John the Baptist, Jesus would say, of all the people born of women, none is greater than John the Baptist. But the least disciple of mine is greater. Strange that Jesus would say that. And it was all because if you're a true disciple of Jesus, you're full of love, mercy, and compassion.